Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So yeah, we start out this gospel reading this morning is the disciples asking Jesus to pray. Teach us how to pray, right? So we have instructions for prayer. Very first thing on instructions to prayer that we always ask is the what, right? What? What is it that we're supposed to be praying for? And so when we teach the kids how to pray, right, we teach them using the five fingers. So what's the thumb? Miss Sherry, what's the thumb? I know, it's our neighbors, right? It's our family. It's, you know, okay, we're praying for our family. What's the pointer finger? Our teachers, our pastors, our deacons, administrators, everybody that helps us. What's the middle finger? It's our leaders, okay? Because it is the tallest. No giggling. It is the tallest. So it is our leaders, right? Presidents and our mayor. And it's all of the people who lead our country and the countries of the nations, right? What is this finger? The weakest of the fingers, the needy, those who are oppressed, those who are sick, those who are hungry, those who are homeless. And what is this one, right? Those who are sick, those who are dying. What about this one? This is the me part. This is where we pray for what our needs are. So the what's are there. Our nurses, our doctors, our healers, our scientists, our musicians, our family, our church. We pray for creation. That's the what part of it. What is usually the next question that we always ask? How? How do we pray? What are the ways in which we pray? You know, when I was in school, in seminary, one of the things that they taught us, they do teach us how to write prayers. And one of the very first things they say, don't ask or don't pray, Lord Jesus, we ask you. Obviously, Jesus knows that you're asking. So they say, go right for the verbs. Right for the verbs. Heal, guide, deliver, give, sustain, build up. Pour out. Verbs. These are verbs. We're asking God to take a particular action. And then, you know, sometimes we'll wonder, we'll ask, well, how should I be doing this? Is it proper to stand? Should I kneel? Should I lay down? Should I sit up? Right? Have you ever asked these questions? I know I have. Yeah. How are my hands supposed to be? Are they supposed to be like this? Little girl growing up, as a little girl, when I received my first communion in Catholic school, it was like this. Then it became like this. Then it became some pray like this, some pray hands open, some pray hands up. How? How is the best way for me to hold my hands and what my posture should be? And then what's the next question that we ask? When? When do we pray? When I need something, when I'm in trouble, when I want something. How about when, as far as time of day? Should I pray in the morning? Should I pray at night? Should I pray midday? Should I pray before my meals? Should I praise God after my meal? Should I pray when I wake up? Should I pray when I go to bed? Should I pray when someone asks me? Should I pray praise and thanksgiving when I feel it? Do I just pray on Sundays and that covers me for the week and I don't have to worry about it? My gosh, we have like 7-8 prayers. All we do in church is pray. Doesn't that cover me for the 7 days of the week? How about the where? That question. Where? Where do we pray? Do I just pray in church? Do I go into a quiet room and pray? Is it okay to pray out in nature? Can I pray on the golf course? Do I pray in the office? Do I pray in the OR? Do I pray in the hospital, the doctor's office, school, work, with other people, in a restaurant? Do I pray in front of people, or do I just keep my prayers to myself? How about pre-surgery and post-surgery? Where do I pray? All of the above, at all times. You see, the what, the how, the when, and the where, those are all the mechanics of prayer. They're important. They're very important. But today's gospel, other than the very beginning part, today's gospel, Jesus is focusing on something that's actually more important. Jesus is focusing on something that's totally different in Luke's gospel. Jesus today is focusing on the who. And the who is not you, and the who is not me. You see, prayer is not about the eloquence of the prayer that comes out of my mouth. The prayer is not about whether or not I am a good person. We don't make prayer work. It's not our actions and our attitudes that make prayer work. The who is God. The parable, did that parable seem a little strange to you? We don't quite understand that parable in today's language, but I want you to place yourself in the position that Jesus asked the disciples to place themselves in. So I want you to think of this. You have received a visitor at midnight. You had no idea these folks were coming. None whatsoever. And you have no food left in the house. And they're starving. They are so hungry. Now, you got to go back to first century, but let's just say we were to say today, no store is open whatsoever. You have no cell phone at all. You can't just call somebody. Now, keep in mind also that in the society that you're living in, feeding and caring for somebody is critical. It is the most important thing that you can do for another human being. So you've got to provide. You have to provide. And so what you do is you go next door to your neighbor and you bang on the door. No doorbells. You bang on the door. And it's midnight. And you heard what your neighbor's reaction was. What are you kidding me? You're waking me up. My kid said, no, I'm not going to get up and lend you 3 loaves of bread. No. You see, you have now placed your neighbor also into this requirement to help the person that has come to your home. Because that's what you do as a society. You care for the person that comes to your home. They ask for shelter. You shamelessly knock and bang on your neighbor's door to feed the stranger. There's nothing eloquent going on here. It almost appears as if it's rude. You have no concern about your neighbor who's sleeping. You're basically begging in the middle of the night. You're acting boldly by doing such a thing. But you know your neighbor. And you know how your neighbor is going to react. Because you do have a relationship with your neighbor. And so your neighbor gets up and responds. The key here is relationship. Jesus is inviting us into a relationship with God, not as an acquaintance, not as a neighbor, but more deeply, as a parent, and in this case, as a father. And the word is Abba, or Daddy. Jesus is saying to us, go ahead. Just be yourself with God. Be honest and shameless about what it is that you're asking God. You know, honesty, when you're in a relationship with someone, can almost seem like it's rude, can't it? But when you don't have an agenda other than being in relationship with someone, honesty is what is happens in a strong relationship. And it's not rude, even though it appears to be. When we ask God for things, we are shamelessly calling on God to keep God's promises, because that's who God is, the one that we can trust, the one we have confidence in, the one who is faithful to us, even when we're not faithful to God. God hears our prayers, not because of who we are, but because of who God is. Is that shocking for you to hear that? God will be God no matter who we are. That's the nature of who God is. So don't worry about the mechanics of the prayer, of the conversation that you have. Enter into the relationship. Just talk, and talk honestly and openly and be forthright, because that's what you would do if you were in a relationship with someone. If you are angry, let God know. I think God can take it. It's like our spouses can take it when we're angry. It's a part of the relationship. When you need something and you want something, be bold and ask for it. Because we can be bold with the one that we have total confidence in and then the one that we trust. When you need to beg, beg. When you need to give thanks, give thanks. When you need to praise, praise. Because God gives the Holy Spirit to everyone. Did you catch that? To everyone who asks. Because that's who God is. God of intimacy and relationship. One of the things that the disciples were jealous of, especially in the Gospel of Luke, is how many times Jesus went to pray to God. God the Son praying and in a relationship with God the Father. So more times in Luke than any other time. Jesus did it after he was baptized on the Transfiguration. He did it after he was at Mary and Martha's house. He did it after he went healing. He did it after the miracle of the breads and the loaves and the fishes. He was constantly praying. He prayed the night before he was betrayed, asking, Lord, take this cup from me. Like, if it be your will. Think about that. Jesus, take this cup from me. This is hard stuff here that you want me to do. But I'll do it if you ask me to. And then right up to Jesus' last breath, which, by the way, the disciples themselves aren't there yet, but we know, right to the very last breath, Jesus says from the cross, he calls out to his creator God and says, into your hands I commend my spirit, and he breathes his last. That is the relationship that we are invited into. The God who breathes life into us in our going out, and who welcomes us back in when we take our last breath here on earth. Prayer is about the who. And the who in the relationship is the one we can trust. It is our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Enter into that relationship, and may you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.